Can you say something, Amy?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Kim is psycho. LOL with Kim Gravel. I love that nail polish, Kim.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's everything's good. Okay.
All right. Okay. I feel good about this. Kim, you're going to get tech credit on this one.
Thank you.
All right.
Amy,
thanks for being here. Hello.
Hey, Zach.
No, but I want to finish my story now.
Okay, finish your story.
So this is the thing with Amy.
Did your phone just bing?
Amy,
it was mine. Sorry. It was my watch. I got to mute now. Sorry.
Okay. Who's texting you?
It wasn't. It was my exercise thing.
Oh, my God.
This is what we're talking about.
This is what we're talking about. It was perfect timing.
Oh, my gosh.
No, so this is the thing. Every time I call Amy, she is, I think your hearing is a little, I don't know if it's your hearing is off or you just don't want to listen.
I think my hearing, that's for real. I think my hearing is a little bit decreased. I do.
But you never know if that's by choice with Amy or if it's
that's true.
So every time I call her, it sounds like she is a chef at a 5-star kitchen. It's clank to the clank to the coom. And all she's eating now is grilled chicken and broccoli. So I don't know what the crap she's making. But and then she'll go, oh, yeah, girl, I can't believe it. Oh, no. Honey, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what are you eating? Chicken. I'm like, but you sound like a cow in a field gnawing curd. I mean, it's crazy.
Okay.
It's every time I call you, you're eating. Every time I call you.
Well.
How have you lost 70 pounds? All you do is eat.
It's 85, by the way.
Is it 85 pounds?
Yeah, 85.
Wow.
All right, we need to get
Amy, I just, I'm, okay, wait, I'm but sorry I wanna... we brought you on the show and just immediately started attacking you.
That's okay, but I want to rebuttal. I want to rebuttal.
Okay, rebuttal.
Because you're the weird one.
I'm not.
Your ears are like hyper. I'm eating an egg white, Zach. How noisy can an egg
white be? Smacky smack delicious.
Well,
and I'm telling you, and I do think I have a little bit of a problem.
A little bit. You have that thing.
What thing?
That thing that people have. It's a disorder.
I don't What's have a disorder. What's it called?
The one where people are very sensitive to noise. You have
what
that.
Is that called? Look it up, Zach.
Okay, hold on.
Look it up. Google it.
I'm Googling it right now, Kim. Hold on.
I've never heard of this. I think I've heard of it.
Well, you need to hear of it because you have it.
Is it?
I don't think it's a misophonia.
Is it misophonia, Kim?
What does misophonia mean? I don't know what that means.
Well, hold on. I'm taking it all in. So it's a condition in which individuals experience intense anger and disgust when they're confronted with sounds made from other humans. Is that you, Kim?
Wait a minute. Is that you, Kim? I don't want to make sure I'm going to take it all in. It's so me. Take it. Extreme anger.
Is this?
Well, I'm blaming my hormones for the anger. I'm just saying there's something about, you know who has it? Bo has it. My oldest son has it.
Too. Yeah.
It like my mom would pop gum growing up. It was like, I thought we were going to fist fight one time. I mean, like, I can't control myself. I mean.
Zach, we have gone into like movies or restaurants before, and we're sitting there for a minute, and then all of a sudden Kim goes, we gotta leave, we gotta go. I'm like, what happened? She goes, there's somebody popping their gum, I can't take it. And I swear to you, I do not even hear it, I don't notice it at all, and she's like, we gotta go, we're going.
I do have acute hearing. Is that, what does acute mean? Does that mean sharp?
Yeah. That means
I have a very sharp. I mean, you can't.
No, you have mesophonia.
I have mesophonia. Well,
you have
that's
that too. You can have more than one thing. Kim can have many problems at once.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I've always had it. My mom said when I was little.
Well, obviously, it's a thing. It's a disorder.
Okay. You're saying disorder and psycho a little too much. Just kidding. No, but you know, it is. It's. I guess it's a tick. I don't know. I can't deal. But so she comes to the sensation, she's going.
You know, it says here that
people are really intelligent. They're very intelligent people.
Misophonia is sort of related to OCD.
Ooh.
Well, you have OCD.
Do you feel like you have OCD?
I'm a little OCD, yeah.
Okay.
Just keep reading. What else does it say, Zach?
I'm going to WebMD.
I thought I read somewhere one time it was about they're very highly intelligent people.
No.
I didn't read that. Uh-uh. They're very thin and beautiful. What else does it say, Zach?
Okay. Individuals with misophonia, I'm probably pronouncing this wrong, often report they're triggered by oral sounds, Okay, so that's that's you.
That's true.
Yep.
But I'm an audible learner.
The noises someone makes when they eat, breathe, or chew. That's it. That's you.
Which is pretty much all the time. Which is
yep.
Well, and Zach, she don't even give me a chance. I'm like, the other morning she called and I was eating my breakfast. I was eating my egg whites, soft, fluffy egg whites. I have no idea how you can do that. Anyway, and so I mean, she goes, are you eating?
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. And I was like, I can stop eating for a minute while we talk. She goes, no, I'll just let you go. Bye. She goes, call me when you get done eating. Of course, I called her and, you know, I stopped and I called her and she's like, you know, forget.
Because every time I call Zach, she's eating. It's not just once. And let me tell you, I'm not the only person that says this about you. Uh-huh. Lisa Sullivan, who's a dear friend of ours.
What?
She was a roommate with Amy before I roomed with Amy. Lisa was that transition, you know, the pre-Kim friend. And then
living with Lisa when I met you.
And so when I started living with Amy, I called Lisa. Because back then we had cell phones and texts and all that. I said, girl, is Amy loud with everything? She goes, girl, she slams drawers like she is doing a karate chop from Cobra Kai. Okay, I'm gonna start calling her Daniel's son because she is just.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's like bam, and she would do that with my car door. I said, "Let me tell you something. Now quit slamming my car." Amy doesn't understand her audible output.
Yeah, I didn't realize I was slamming.
You have a lot of audible output. That's fantastic. I'm gonna tell that's
audible, and that's output. Great for a podcast. Look, and that's why you're here, Amy.
Yeah. Well, honestly, and I say she's eating all the time. Because she's lost 80-something pounds. How in the world are you eating all the time? Like, everybody's asking me on my social, and you know this, Amy.
Okay.
How has Amy done this?
Do you want me to answer? Is that a question?
We should we officially start the show?
Let's start the show.
We should start the show.
You're not going to give me a little roll-in? I'm not getting nothing.
LOL with Kim Gravel.
I thought you were just going right into it.
I just want my little roll-in.
All right.
So, Amy and Mom are probably I'm most heightened with their they're the most, they breathe heavy, they're very loud, audible people, but nothing is as crazy as Amy's recent weight loss. Her and my mom are in absolute competition. Who's going to be the smallest? True story.
Who's winning?
Your mom is in competition with me.
Who's winning, Amy? You're in competition with my mother too. Don't even play.
She's pulled me along. I think we're about, honestly, I think we're about even.
She says you're bigger on the bottom and she.
Yeah. We're shaped completely different though.
So they fight who's going to wear a small and who's going to wear a medium and who's going to wear an extra small and all that. And Amy the other day, we were getting into a booth. She's kidding. Amy, I don't know if you can sit on that sign. You might be too big for that sign.
She was for real too.
And Amy goes, let me just tell you, not for long. And then the other day we were doing a photo shoot. She goes, I can't wear, Amy goes, I can't wear a small. I can just only wear extra small.
Well played, Amy.
I love it. It's fun because Joe is she doesn't take herself too seriously.
No.
So it's all in good fun.
But everybody asked me, including Mom. Of course, now Mom is like, well, if you'd be like Amy, if you'd be more like Amy. That's what I'm getting now. But everyone is asking me all the time, how did Amy do it? And I thought, let's just do a podcast and let her tell and break it down. And I can be your, you know, witness on how you have made this amazing transformation. And you know what, Zach, I think it's important to say, you know, everybody's on a journey and a path on their own. And I'm not saying you have to lose weight to be happy.
Yeah.
But I think this weight loss and getting in shape for you is way more about your personal power and personal strength,
yes.
Right? So what made you to go on this journey for weight loss? What was the catalyst?
Well, I'll be honest. The catalyst was a guy.
Red Bull.
To start off with, yes, you can go back and listen to episode one to hear that whole story. We won't go back and tell that whole story.
Can I make a disclaimer about that episode?
Sure.
So many people were like, I'm surprised you're saying Amy should have a lover and all that. Y'all, they didn't roll around and sleep together. Okay.
No.
So let me just make that disclaimer. Amy's still a Christian. She's still a believer. She was having fun. So let me put that disclaimer out there. And I'm sorry to say that. Maybe that's overshare for you. But, you know, she wasn't shacking up with him. Okay, go ahead.
And I won't say that he was not the reason, but he definitely was a catalyst, you know, just for something. I needed a kick in the tail.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I had been wanting to, I won't go into the whole thing, but I had lost a good amount of weight about 8 years ago. Not this much. I think I'd lost about 70 pounds. And then, you know, whatever, life happens and
stress,
you know, stress and blah, blah, blah. And I ended up gaining pretty much all of it back. And I was so upset about it, and I wanted to lose it.
Were you upset because you, I want, can I just, let me just dive in a little bit and go deep with you. Were you really upset because you didn't seem like you were?
Well, I mean, you know, it's as much as I get upset. You know, my emotions are pretty, you know, they
You're pretty
stay,
even. You're
yeah,
stable.
I'm pretty even. I mean,
you're steady, you know, Eddie.
No, I wasn't crying every night about it, for sure. Not that. I wasn't crying about it, but I did, I was upset with myself that I had, you know, lost the weight and then put it back on.
Right.
That was I was disappointed in myself for letting that happen. So, you know, and I was going to tell you this actually the other night. This is what I was going to tell you. So
I
know.
Okay.
So, but it's so funny because like I still, even now, I remember that feeling when I was like, oh God, I got to lose this weight again. And I don't know how I'm going to do it. And I knew with the work it took to do it before. And right. I was just like, and even now, even though I've lost the majority of my weight, sometimes I still feel that.
What do you mean?
It's the oddest thing. I don't know if I'm explaining it well, but it's almost like for a split second, that thought will come into my mind again. I'll go, God, I've got to lose this weight.
Wow.
And then it stayed with me. Yeah.
Amy. No, we need to park it here for a hot second.
Sometimes like that thought will kind of briefly like come into mind. I'll be like, oh God, I've really got to lose this weight. I'm like, oh, wait a second.
I did.
I've already done it.
But that just goes to show you, we just need to have everybody needs to listen and just have this aha moment with me because it makes complete sense, but it just hit me. We have trained mm-hmm. our brain and have yes. become so habitual with the negative self-talk
yes.
or I got to do this to be better. I got to yes. do this to get XYZ. I got to do this. I'm a failure. That it just happens even when you accomplish what you're... Oh my gosh.
It's true.
Y'all, you need to listen to this.
It's the absolute truth. Like, not only do I get that thought, but I feel what I felt when I needed to lose the weight. Like, it'll come over.
Do you feel like that a lot? And now you're having to retrain your brain when you look in the mirror and go, I'm fabulous?
No, it doesn't happen a lot, but it still does happen sometimes.
Even like, now?
Yeah, even now. Not a lot, but every once in a while, that feeling will kind of flood over me. And I'm like, oh, wait, I've already done it. So that's, you know, and I will say that this journey, yes, it has become so much more about just feeling so empowered and feeling
strength.
Just strength, not only physically, because I'm in better shape, stronger, have more stamina, more energy than I ever have in my entire life. I'm not one that's been an athlete or been really in shape ever. And so physically I feel strong, but also mentally just accomplishing what I've accomplished and is very empowering. It feels great. And I really feel like I'm in a place where I can't see myself ever not doing this, like ever not being healthy and ever not working out. It's such a part of my life now. I really enjoy it. And I actually miss it when I don't, you know,
because you nice. Hear that everybody, you know what, Zach, everybody says, well, you'll just miss it. I'm it's like, really? You're going to miss it? No, I don't know.
You built a habit, right?
Yeah.
Do you do it every day?
I work out with my trainer 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. But I walk every single day.
Well, let's get into that. Wow. Let's get into because everybody asks me, how has she done this? So I want you to be so specific with people just because any little glimpse of hope, Amy, that you can give someone right now, because you've inspired me big time. We want to know step by step how you got to where you are.
Okay. Well, the first thing is that I knew for me, I knew I needed to do something drastic.
Okay.
So that may not be, and I'm being honest about this, the exact route I took may not be for everybody, but I knew.
Yeah, but even hearing your journey will inspire people to do what's best for them.
Kim.
Gravel.
Y'all, what are your springtime goals? I mean, mine is to stay healthy and to keep my weight off and to love my Factor meals because they are calorie smart meals and they have helped me so much with my portion control. And to support our show and to support your own health. And just for our listeners, you get 50% off your first box of Factor Meals and 20% off your next one by visiting factormeals.com/Kim50 and use code Kim50 at checkout. Listen, Factor meals are fresh. They're never frozen. They're chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. And the most important part, they taste so good that even my kids steal them from me. Before Factor, when I needed a fast meal, I would hit the drive-thru. Well, not anymore, because they have popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan and Veggie. I mean, they're tailored to you and your schedule. And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head on over to factormeals.com/Kim50 and use code Kim50 to get 50% off your first box, plus an extra 20 off of your next box. That's code Kim50 at factormeals.com/Kim50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Try Factor Meals, get healthy, and give full. They're good, y'all. So let's just dive in, but let's kind of rewind a little bit, because I know you and you've been on this journey for a long time and you've fallen off the wagon and wanted this for a long time. What things did you do before now that didn't work?
It might be easier to say what I didn't do. Well, I come from a family of, I mean, obesity, or not the most healthy people,
right,
I will say.
Right.
My dad was not obese, but my mom was, and my mom struggled with her weight my entire life. In fact, she had a gastric bypass. She was one of the very, very first people that had that done when they started doing them back in the 60s or 70s. I don't remember when, but anyway. So, you know, it is part of my culture, you know, and I learned
genetics.
A lot of behavior. Yeah, genetics, but also behavior.
Yes.
You know, I saw bad behavior. But yeah, I mean, I did everything. I've done Weight Watchers. I've done fasting. I've done Slim Fast.
I remember the Slim Fast days.
I've done Jazzercise back in the day. I mean, to be honest with you, I honestly don't remember a time where I wasn't conscious of my weight. Because even as a kid, I would say probably about second or third grade was when I became technically, and I'm using air quotes here, overweight. You know, of course, looking back at pictures.
No, you weren't.
When I look back at it. No, I mean, compared to the other girls, maybe I was, you know, I don't know. But I wasn't like, you know.
Obese.
Huge, yeah. You know, yeah. But according, you know, to the other kids and stuff, I remember being made fun of, and specifically there's a memory that sticks out in fifth grade where I was, you know,
picked on.
And well, I just remember some boy was making fun of me being big, and I can't remember, it was something about, I think there was a pizza place in town called Big Mama's Pizza or something like that. And he was just teasing me and calling me names, you know, and I remember specifically, instead of the way I dealt with it was to go along with it and laugh about it. And yeah. And like make fun of myself too. You know, that's how I dealt with it. I remember that specific time at least. So yeah, I have memories of being picked on and not feeling accepted and that kind of thing for really back as far as I can remember. And like I said, I remember there's not a time honestly where I can't remember not being aware of my weight and thinking I need to do something about this.
What was the switch this time? Like, what have you done differently this time as opposed to all the other times before? Give me your journey on this 80 plus weight loss. And you, can I just say to everybody, it's not just weight loss.
No.
It's strength training. It's muscle.
Yes.
I want you to get into that.
Well,
that's where that's that power you're feeling. That's yes. Little.
Well, and the difference between losing the weight this time and the last time where I lost a lot of weight, that about 8 years ago, is completely different. Because the last time, or the first time I did it, I should say, all I did was cardio and cut back my diet. So what I was losing a lot of weight, and you may remember this, Kim,
I
lost a lot of weight, but I was very flabby and there was no toning, no nothing like that. I did get smaller, but I was very, very loose, you know, and flabby. This time, I mean, I can see such a difference in my body because I've been toning the whole time. And so I'm losing weight, but I'm also getting very tight and toned.
Strong.
Yeah, and very strong. So that's been a huge difference. But as I said, I knew when I started this journey, for me, I needed to do something drastic. And that's why I chose to do work out with my trainer 5 days a week.
Who is phenomenal.
He's amazing. I love Dante. He's like a brother now. I mean, I see Dante probably more than you.
Yeah.
No, I mean, so I see him more than anybody else in my life right now because I see him every single morning. He's fantastic. He put me on a meal plan, which I have followed to the T. And
Amy, are you at liberty to share a little bit like what you eat? Can you talk about yeah. that diet and share with everybody whenever I call you and you're smacking away on the phone, what you're eating and how many times you eat and
okay.
all that?
Well, so the ideology is, which is nothing I haven't heard before, but you know, having somebody organize it for me and give me specifically what I need to eat is what was good for me. It's basically 6 small meals a day.
Okay.
Wow. So in the morning I eat egg whites, strawberries and bananas. I mean, not bananas, sorry, blueberries. Egg white, strawberries. I eat that.
You're on the same diet as my 1-year-old. That is legitimately the same diet as my 1-year-old.
And then in the kind of that midday snack, I have a protein shake, which is some protein powder and a banana is in there. And oatmeal, a half cup of oatmeal is in there as well. So that gives you, you know, some substance, you know, to tide your hunger. Then at lunch, I eat grilled chicken, broccoli, and rice.
Oh, you get rice?
Yeah. It's either a half cup or fourth cup. I think it's a half cup.
It's a certain kind of rice.
Yeah, and it's basmati rice, mm-hmm. I believe. I think it's basmati. So I eat that. And then another snack in midday is some rice cake and natural peanut butter. And then at dinner, I eat chicken again and sweet potatoes and something green like broccoli or spinach or kale or something like that. And then at the end, the evening snack is baby carrots and almonds.
Wow.
So that's...
You're really eating. So no wonder every time I call you, you're smacking away because she eats all
right,
the time.
Right.
And those are loud foods. Baby carrots, almonds, that's loud. Those are loud foods.
Thank you, Zach. They're crunchy, loud foods.
I'm starting to come full circle on this. I think I'm on Kim's side on this.
He's going.
He's got Mesanova or Mesophemiolia or whatever it's called.
But I want to say something about the whole meal plan because I remember distinctly when Dante gave me my meal plan, it was like one page. I was like, I've got to eat this every single day. I thought I was going to get, you know, something.
Some variety.
Yeah, right. He was like, yeah. And I'm like, I can't do that. I remember being like, okay, you're crazy. There's no way I can eat this every day. But to be honest, I've actually come to really like it for 2 reasons. Number one, because I don't have to think about it.
Right.
I remember before I went on this, I would go to the grocery store every week and I'd be like, oh my God, what am I going to eat? Get this frozen dinner, which is loaded with salt and preservatives and all that nasty stuff for you or whatever. You know, I would just be like, what am I going to eat? So that's one thing that I don't have to think about anymore. I just know what I'm going to eat. And second of all, I honestly, and I know this is going to sound so hokey and cliche, but it really is the truth.
What?
And I hate to even almost say
okay,
it.
Okay, don't despise cheese.
I really have gotten to the point where I eat to live, not live to eat.
Yeah, I can tell.
I can tell that. It's such a cliche, but it's really the honest truth.
Okay. Well, I just want to make a full admission that I haven't told you since you started this. I've gone through a little bit of a hard time with you losing weight and getting in shape. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because I'm so inspired by you and so empowered. I'm so proud. Okay. But at the same time, our friendship has taken a hit because our eating out and socializing via like lunch dates at work or going out and having lunch and, you know, we're the Sexy Six, our friend group of 6 of us, we love to eat out and socialize there. And a lot of that has stopped.
Yeah. It's changed at least, definitely.
That has been a hard hit for me in our friendship. I texted Amy that the other day. I said, our friendship has changed a lot and I'm upset about it. And she was like, what? But it honestly has.
Well, but I mean, yes.
Not in a bad way, y'all.
No, I agree with you about that. But also, I can say that as a person, too, because you have to, I mean, for my whole life, basically has revolved around food.
Right. Well, and that we're Southern, Zach.
Yeah.
And that's just, right. You know, you eat when people die, we eat. When they're born, we eat.
Yeah.
When you graduate, we eat. I mean.
You eat when you're happy. You eat when you're sad. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it really has. I'm not being exaggerating about that. But I want to mention this too, because what I've discovered through all this too, one of the things I've discovered is food and eating is a lot mental.
Oh, for sure. Everything is.
Because again, going back to the whole live to eat, even when I do, because I've had, you know, different.
We go out.
Or I've had, you know, a piece of cake or whatever, you know, throughout whatever. It doesn't do it for me anymore. I mean, I'm like, I remember thinking, you know, before when you're so focused on food and it's such a part of your world, it's all you think about and all you want. I think kind of in a way, mentally, we build up food to be more than it is. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and that it, like, actually take, because like now what I'm saying is like, I wish I could think of a specific example, but I've had stuff recently, like a piece of cake or something before that I would be like, oh my God, this is so good. I can't, you know, but, you know, and I'm like, it's, you know, it's okay. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't like, I wasn't like dying for it.
Yeah, but I think that's more than chemical. Like you said, it is a mental thing.
Yeah.
Like, but I think we can make idols.
Yes.
And of anything.
Yeah.
Food is, you know, culture. Like, food is how you share your culture.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get away from food, right? But I mean, like, you can do that with money or with, you know, sex. And people do idolize things that are an unhealthy balance.
Yes.
Because what I want to say about our relationship and our girlfriends and all this, we do go out to eat now a lot more than we used to when you first started this.
Yeah.
But you choose different things.
Yeah.
I've noticed your choices. So how do you balance this food? You've lost all this weight. You're still getting in shape with your trainer. Now you're maintaining. What kind of choices have you learned to make when we do go out? Because like we're going out to eat tomorrow to the bistro.
I try to look for things that I would have if I was at home.
Got it.
So like I try to look for, you. Most restaurants have a grilled chicken option.
I know, but it's so boring.
Well.
But we're going to go to the bistro and get roasted chicken.
Yeah, roasted chicken, is, you know.
Right.
So I try to get things like I said, that I would have, you know, chicken, broccoli, or something very lean. Like, I love getting salmon if we go to Longhorn.
Because, extra crispy.
Yeah, because you can, on my diet that I ate at home, I can switch out chicken for fish. It's just that I don't, because I don't like to buy fish and cook it myself. So a lot of times when we do go out to eat, I'll get a fish option, because because I do like it when I go out. But yeah, so I just try to look for the healthy options. But I also have learned, again, to kind of piggyback on what I was saying, is that I've learned to, food is not the enemy.
Come on now.
It's not. Food is not the enemy. And so what I've really learned through all this, again, is like, I follow, when I'm at home, I follow my plan to the T. But, you know, if I go out, or if there's a time where there's a celebration or Christmas or whatever, and I want to have a piece of cake, or I want to eat this, or, you know, that, I do it, but I don't beat myself up over it. And what I've done is I view those moments as special and not the rule. You know, you eat healthy most of the time and then you might have once every once in a while that you have this whatever.
So tell me how, and tell everybody listening, because everyone has been so supportive and you've not even posted a lot about it. You've not been going, look at my workouts. I'm so, you know, boss. People have just been noticing. What has been the most empowering part of this getting, I'm not going to say weight loss, you're getting strong journey.
Right. I would say the most empowering part is doing something I honestly never in my wildest dreams thought I could or would do. And that comes in with the training part. The weight loss, okay. I mean, that's still pretty surprising. But girl, I mean, honestly.
You're a horse.
Lifting the weights I'm lifting and doing the, you know, just doing what I'm doing in the gym. I mean, sometimes I'm just like, wow, I can't believe it. I mean, I'm just still like in shock that that's me.
Mm. Amy, I'll say when you have posted, I see you weightlifting or whatever, and I'm like, Amy's jacked.
Yeah.
Like, that is what I'm like, Amy could kick my butt.
Yeah.
No question. I mean, I see muscles, y'all. I actually see muscles. And I tell you, like I said, I'm not one of these that was an athlete in high school and I, you know, lost it and then I'm coming back to it. Here's my athletic career. I played T-ball one season in fourth grade. When I was nine, I played one season. And I was like, I don't know if I can say this. I on the field.
You can say that.
I remember it was so hot. I just on the field. I was like, I think I'm going to go back to chorus.
I'm going to beep that. I'm going to beep that so people think it's way worse.
Okay. But yeah, so I've never been athletic. My family's not athletic. So this is something, when I say this is new, this is new. And it's just so empowering.
But, you know, you can do hard things. I mean, there's other people listening that go through and are experiencing the same, like, I could never, and they can fill in the blank. We're so fast to be able to go, I could never, or I never thought I would blank, mm-hmm. right? And why do you think that is? Like, why did you think you could never power lift and deadlift what you're lifting now? Why do you think that is?
I think I accepted, you know, this is my body. This is hereditary. This is who I am. You know, those kinds of things, those messages that you get from, you know,
everybody.
Wherever. I just kind of accepted that that's who I was. And I never was brave enough to dream something else for myself.
Well, how did you flip the switch? How did you get brave?
I just did it. And I wanted to share two things. I remember specifically when I started. What I kept telling myself over and over again when I would go into the gym every day is, if you put in the work, the results will come. Because when you first start, yeah, you do see it fast. But also, I mean, when you're as big as I was, sometimes it can be like, am I ever going to get there? You know? So I just kept telling myself, I mean, seriously, I would say it to myself.
Self-talk my inside.
Yeah, I just said, if you put in the work, the results will come.
Okay, let's all say that together. Zach, let's do that together. 1, 2, 3. If you put in the work, the results will come.
It was almost like I was hanging on to that.
Yep.
It was like that became so real to me as 2 + 2 = 4.
Okay. Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I was like, I don't really understand it, but I'm going to use that as a truth principle.
Yes. Oh, and don't we have... Y'all, to do anything and be successful, there has to be some absolute truths.
Yes.
That's what's wrong with this world.
Yes.
It's all well. Uh-uh. There are some things that are just absolute truth.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
So you just made that truth to you.
I would tell myself every day, no, I don't have to do that anymore because I actually see the results and I'm feeling it.
Right.
But when I started, I remember telling myself, If you put in the work, the results will come. If you put in the work, and then the other thing that I remember thinking is I can do anything for 30 minutes, which is about how long my workout with my trainer is, 30 to, you know, 35, depending on how much we chit chat.
Well, I love him because he's a chit chat.
I know. We have so much fun.
Yeah. He's
so
funny.
You know, I'm like, and so some of those, you know, when I'm doing those reps, and believe me, which is, a lot of people wouldn't know this about me or wouldn't think this about me, but I'm actually kind of loud in the gym.
Oh my God. Again, Amy and I went several times to work out, and she's like, "Wow!"
I am. Dante told me, he was like, when I first started coming, people were like, "What's wrong with that
it's
girl?"
It's like sex noises over there, and I was like, "Going," and I'm silent as a silence of the lambs. I mean, I'm just like, I never say nothing, and I look over there, I'm like, "Now that's getting on my nerve."
But I can't do it. That's just how it just comes out. I'm just like,
That's good. But that's good. I will tell you, this whole entire journey has made you more aggressive.
Yeah.
More ballsy, mm-hmm. more empowered. That's the word I want to use for you is you're so empowered now and you are such an inspiration. Okay. So for everybody listening that can't afford a trainer, the groceries are the groceries. I mean, what can someone do, Amy, that's looking at you going, Amy's lost 80 something pounds. She's stronger than ever. She's more beautiful than she's ever been. She's in her 50s. But I don't have the money to go get a trainer. Mm-hmm. What can I do, Amy?
Well, first, before I say anything, I want to say I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a trainer. But this is just things that have been told to me. But from what I understand, the largest part of making a transformation is nutrition.
Correct.
So if you're, and even if you're on the balance, you know, I would say focus on that first. And sometimes, like I said, for me, I wanted to do something drastic, but you know, I also say sometimes you just got to make small changes, and then, and small changes turn into big changes. So I would say, you know, just start somewhere, start somewhere. Then the second thing I would say though, again, just like I said, I would really strongly encourage with doing some kind of cardio. And again, you don't think it has to be out, you going out there and running 5 miles every day.
It doesn't.
Like I walk like a mile and a half every day. It's not that long. But I put on my earphones. I put in my gospel music. It's a time that I absolutely look forward to.
Now, it's your time.
When we went to Turks and Caicos, I got up every morning and walked.
You did.
And it wasn't because I felt like I
got to work out.
Right. It wasn't from a legalistic point of view. It was because it was a time I enjoyed. I was like, I want to get up and walk, listen to my gospel music, my inspiration. I want to set the day right.
You're inspiring me right now. Just talk.
What's the truth? It's the truth. I love my walk time.
But don't you think, especially for women, it's that me time. Mm-hmm. And we're hashtagging self-care to the point of like ad nauseum. But there's some truth to that. Like that is your self-care time.
Yes. It puts me in such a good place. I will say, I do want to say this though, that I do realize and acknowledge that being a single woman and no kids.
Wait a minute, before you say it, what is your theme? Give everybody your tagline for Amy Goins. What is your tagline?
No kids, no husband, no wrinkles. So, you know, there is some advantages. But I do, because I do want to recognize and acknowledge that lady with even you,
Kim, and
everybody, but I don't want to act like,
no,
I don't want to act like I don't acknowledge that. Cause I do. It's been a lot easier for me to, because I do have a lot more time and a lot more, you know, I don't have anybody else to cook
but
for.
But you're not going to sit here and
I'm not going to give excuses. Please don't. At the end of the day, but at the end of the day, you do have to make the decision to do something for yourself.
Well, can I say how you've inspired me? Yes. Do you mind?
No.
I mean, everybody loves Amy and always has. I mean, you know, our whole family calls her Big Red. Now, you know, I'm like, Mom, you can't call her Big Red anymore. Well, when my sister did say small red, that doesn't sound normal. I said, well, just call her Red then. You know, her and my mom are in this, you know, who's going to be the slimmest.
Healthy competition.
I don't think mom's into even health. I think she just thinks she must be the smallest. Anyway, but so you've inspired me in a way where I'm this kind of person. Y'all don't know this about me. I'm going to share something. I ain't sharing with most people. I'm looking at you and I love everybody. Amy will tell you, she goes, you love too many people. You need to just barely like some. Am I right or wrong?
Yes.
So Amy's a very picky person. I love and like everybody. But a lot of times I'm like, let me see what you're going to do. That's my kind of personality. I'm like, they're like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm a completer. And so when you started this, I'm going to say, because Amy's like, let's do it together. I'm like, I ain't doing it together. Let me see what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And let me see what this trainer's really like. That's I'm not skeptic. I'm just optimistically hesitant.
Sounds okay. Skeptical to me. Just going to say, as a skeptic.
I'm pulling a Jojo. I'm optimistically hesitant. And I've got to say, you are, now I'm like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I've watched you do it. I've seen you be empowered. I've seen you do this. And I'm like, you know what? It's my time too. I'm going to take a page out of Amy's playbook. Mm-hmm. And that's why I want to do this podcast. I want people listening to take a page out of Amy's playbook. That if you put in the work, the results will come.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a mantra. Print that out.
That's
it
your mantra. I love it.
But it's true. It's true. And it's what actually got me started. I said that to myself every day when I was doubtful or whatever. And I just made myself believe that.
But don't you think women need it more than ever now? Not that men don't, Zach, but women are, we are what makes the world go round.
Yes.
If mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
Yep.
And also if the women are not in the workforce, in the home, making those wheels turn, it's not going
to
work.
Well, I want to say too, I want to speak to everybody out there, all the women out there.
Do it.
I want to say, I'm getting chills.
Do it. I got chills too. I don't know what you're going to say.
Have the courage to put yourself first. Oh. So many women, they put their kids first, or they have for so many years. Yeah. They put their kids first. They put their husband first. They put their job first. They put their parents first. They put their pets first. They put everybody in front of them. And you did a good job, okay? But now is the time to put yourself first. Love yourself. Have the courage to do that. Give it to yourself, even if it's 30 minutes of walking, even if it's whatever it is for you. Put yourself first. You will be so glad you did. And you know what? Those around you, if they love and support you, they will be glad you did too.
And drop the mic. You're just an inspiration. Well, I love you, girl.
I love you so much.
You can eat all you want to when I call you. You can eat all you want.
That's it.
No, that's it. There's nothing else to say. This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book your appointment with them online. Seriously, y'all, it's totally free and it only takes a few seconds to search for and book an appointment with a great doctor in your area who takes your insurance. And can I say, I just did it last week and it was the easiest thing. It's so hard to find good doctors, but they, like, at your fingertips, you have a list of doctors in your network and in your area. So what are you waiting for? Go to ZocDoc.com/Kim or download their free app and check it out for yourself. I love telling people about ZocDoc because I use it. I love it. It's so easy and it is super fast, y'all. When you go to ZocDoc.com/Kim, you're also supporting our show at the same time that you're supporting your health for free. So it's a win-win, y'all. Find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/Kim, ZocDoc.com/Kim to find a doctor in your area, fast and free. Well, I can't have you not answer a question, I'm sure, from episode one of the podcast.
You know, what do we talk about?
We talked about Red Bull. Give me an update on Red Bull.
Well, Red Bull, things have fizzled out, you know, pretty much.
I wouldn't say they've cooled down.
They've cooled down.
Let's say that.
Okay. Well, things with Red Bull have cooled down a good bit, which is fine. I'm cool with the whole thing. We text and you know, communicate every once in a while here and there. But, you know, for the most part, they've cooled down. But you know what? I'm not upset about that. I'm actually really grateful for the whole experience. It is what launched me on this life transformation. It taught me a lot about myself, about relationships, about just it changed me, really. And I think another thing it did too is I think now I'm ready for that relationship.
Okay.
You know, or stepping into my future, whatever that is, you know, with the relationship status. I'm ready to find that my forever person. I'm ready to find my forever man. So, you know, I'm grateful. Red Bull and I still are great friends, and we always will be. He's a dear friend, and I will always count him as friend. I will always feel grateful for the relationship and the experience.
But you know what? The beautiful thing about it is, my grandmother told me this one time. There's a season for everything.
Oh yeah,
that people are seasonal for your life. It's not that they die or go away or they're mean or they're enemies. People are put into your life to make the changes God intended for you to make. And I truly believe Red Bull was that catalyst for you to become everything that you are getting ready to become.
100%. I totally believe that as well. Yeah. So I'm
here's to Red
happy.
Bull. Here's
yeah,
to Red
here's
Bull.
To Red Bull.
Clink.
I love that. Well, on that note, I
am
going to
no.
hit you with a little
Zach attack.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
I don't even know what this is. I didn't know you were going to do this.
Check it out. We're going to play a little game that we're calling That's My Girl.
I love it.
All right. Two snaps.
Okay.
So
what's the game like?
Here's what we're doing.
Hope I win.
I'm hijacking your rapid fire questions. So I want this to be rapid fire. Okay.
Amy. Amy.
Kim, you're always telling everyone, don't think about it. Just say what you feel. Okay.
So
Kim,
I will. Amy,
I want you to say what you feel.
I'm so bad at rapid fire. I'm going to work really hard to be good.
And you know what? I would just love it if you just both yell and answer at the same time. Okay. I have a feeling that's not going to happen, but that's what I'm striving for.
Zach, you can count on me to be an active participant.
I am.
Amy, we're not so sure.
Okay, I'm going to do my best.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go. Ready? What is your best friend's best feature?
Hair.
Eyes.
Oh.
Okay. All right. I like it. I like where this is going.
Okay. So, okay.
Ready?
You have the best hair ever. Okay. Go ahead.
And you could go into detail if you want.
No, she does. She has the best hair ever. Now, of course, I color it, but I'm not trying to take any credit. Go ahead.
How would you describe your BFF's driving?
Oh. Best and defensive driver ever.
Terrible.
What?
Oh my gosh, you are the.
You
are a bat. You have to admit, you yourself have said you if you could have somebody drive you, you are made to be driven around.
I will say this in full disclosure, you're bad. Honesty.
You don't have time for it. That's it.
I believe like the Lord did create someone that I need to be driven around and cooked for. No doubt about it.
Yes, you're not a good driver. You know that.
Well, you're the best defensive
driver. I'm a
driver.
Great driver. Uh-huh. I'm like great defense.
What does it mean to be the best defensive driver?
Like,
just tell him. Okay, just tell him.
Like, I can't tell you how many wrecks have been avoided based on Amy's defensive driving, meaning other people will be coming at her and she'll just slowly like go off the side of the road, boom, 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 get back on. I'm like, what in the world?
And I do it all very calmly.
It's calm.
Nobody knows anything.
It's very calm. And she's a polite toot toot. She's a polite tutor, you know, with her horn. She'll do what she's got to do to really.
I get a little road rage sometimes, but.
Just in recent years.
I will say that.
You're a very good
defensive
driver.
I'm a very good driver.
She's the only one anyone in our friend group will let drive. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And I am not that great. I've got two tickets on this little road. Have you been on that road? I got two tickets.
Actually, we found Bell Manor because you were a bad driver.
Yes.
That is actually the truth.
It's so true.
We found Bell Manor because Kim was a bad driver.
Okay, let's just, you're getting a little too excited about this. Go ahead, Zach.
Were you running from the cops and you needed a place to like crash? What's going on?
I don't share all my business.
No, we were on the phone and she had been to get a massage and she was talking to me on the phone and we were looking for like a business. We were looking for somewhere to, you know.
Not that moment.
No,
I was upset because I'm like, Amy, I'm lost. I'm so lost.
Yeah. And we were on the phone and she missed a turn. And so she was on the road that Bell Manor is on. She was like, oh my God, there's a gorgeous house that is for sale and I want it or whatever. She was like, look it up. And I was like, where are you?
But I'll tell you something. With being my friend, you never know what adventure you're going to get on.
Yeah.
And it could be like instantaneously. It could be like 30 minutes where I call Amy. This is what we're going to do. She'd be like, what? What's going on? I'm like, Google this. Google reworking pools. I mean, she'll do anything. Yeah. Like, you never know.
That's amazing. Okay, next question. Ready? What is your BFF's most prized possession?
Charlie.
Oh, that's true. Your most prized possession. This is going to be hard because, okay, can I say this?
Yeah.
That's my answer. Kim is very not sentimental or materialistic or anything like that. For real. I can't think of anything. I got it. No, because you don't have it.
What was it?
I was going to say your grandmother's Bible, but you didn't get your grandmother's Bible.
There's some bitterness with that.
Yeah,
Morgan, my cousin Morgan. I hope you have it displayed in the house.
But if there's anything, it would be like something of your grandmother's.
Yes.
I don't know if there is anything you have of your grandmother's, but it would be.
Our women, and this is how we do it. We done with it, we done with it.
Like, yeah.
Even with men. If we
That's
done
the
with
way
it,
to be. That's totally the way to be.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the thing you said for Amy?
Charlie, her pup.
Oh.
Her puppy.
Yeah. Yep. I love that dog so much. And I never in a million years thought I would.
Who made you get the dog?
You did.
Okay. Next one. What is your BFF's most irritating habit?
Oh, I know mine.
I know mine too. I'm going to go first since you've gone first. You don't listen.
Kim just goes, what?
I don't think that's a habit. An irritating habit. That is something. Maybe that's
I think
ADHD.
That's a habit. No, because I cannot tell you. And me and Allison have talked about it.
Allison's an idiot.
That's true. But Allison, like, I cannot count the number of times where I have literally told you something. And then literally like the next second you ask me about like I'll go, you know, you need to pick up Bo at school at 5 or something. Yeah, it's, you know, And then, like, literally 2 minutes later, she goes, what time do I need to get up? Or whatever. I mean, it's like, it's to the point where it just makes me so mad, because I'm like, why am I even talking? Because you never listen to
also,
me.
Also, like, how frustrated did you get? Was it yesterday? I said, what's my password, Amy?
Oh my God.
Amy is the keeper of passwords for our entire family. Not like me, Travis, and the kids. Like my mother, my father, my sister.
Okay, I don't even know if you know this one.
She's the keeper of passwords.
Yes, I'm the keeper of passwords. If I die, they're all
screwed.
Yes.
We're screwed.
Recently, I don't even know if you know this. Travis was doing something one day, setting up something for you. And he literally, her husband texted me and said, and he didn't even inform it as a question. He put Kim social ? Zach.
Travis.
Her husband asked me for her social. And of course I gave it to him. I had it and I gave it to him. I'm like, what the heck?
She's the keeper of all keys.
There you go.
I know there's probably so many to choose from.
There is, but I'm going to be nicer to you than you were to me. Amy has this thing. She plays an air piano all the friggin' time. She is going boop, 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 boop. She's playing an air piano all the time. Especially when she's driving, it drives me insane. Yeah. She's over there going boop, 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 boop.
It is. Are you tapping when you do it with your fingers?
Yeah, like I kind of strum my fingers or like, yeah. I'm
tap
doing
the,
it right now.
Tap the mic with your fingers the way you do it.
Oh, it drives me nuts. And then on top of that, she's got nails because her nails are so healthy and strong now that she's eating right. And it always click, click. And then she'll click. It'll click on the plastic in the car to click. Drives me nuts.
It is. Yeah. I can see where that would be annoying, but can I say this? I was in the car with my brother recently and he was doing it too. So it must be some kind of
it's a nervous tic.
That's not what I was going to say, but yeah.
All right.
Okay. I got a good one. Ready?
Okay.
Which celebrity would you say your BFF most resembles?
Nicole Kidman.
Princess Diana.
Ooh, I'll take it. Thank you, girl. Said that to the chef on Food Network, and everybody says I'm like, although she's beautiful.
Okay.
You noticed we had that. That was on. We had that right there in the subconscious.
You were dialed in for that one. Okay, ready? Here's the next one. What movie title best describes your friendship?
Our friend. We got to give us a second there. I could do rapid fire. Steel Magnolias.
Oh, yeah.
No, you have to pick something else.
I have to pick something else.
Yes. You better get on it.
Well, I don't know if it's the title, but does the title represent the movie?
Oh, God. Amy, don't ask a question.
Beaches.
Yeah.
Beaches is so me and Kim. But you would think, you know, because of the red hair, like. Yeah.
I'm Bet.
Yeah, you are Bet. And I'm the, what's the other girl's name? I can't remember.
She was a rich, skinny one.
Yeah. We are so the movie Beaches. I hope ours doesn't end like Beaches.
Oh my gosh! Did you ever
the first part? We'll say ours is the first part of Beaches.
Yes, we are the we are Beaches made over, but we and Steel Magnolias too.
Oh yes, Steel Magnolias for sure.
And the Fast and Furious. That's just a sidebar.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Last one. Ready? Complete this sentence. A perfect friend is one who.
A perfect friend is one who is loyal. To the end.
A perfect friend is one who knows everything about you and loves you anyway.
That's the truth. Friendship to me is not defined of what you do in the little air piano that you play or, you know, the bad driving that clearly she has been harboring about me for a long time. You know, being a friend is not about, you know, things that get on your nerves or any of that. It's about just sticking it out. It's the long haul to me. It's like Amy says, like seeing the bad things and love it. And I always say this to my kids all the time, to have a friend, you got to be a friend.
Yep.
And we've put in the work.
We have that.
She knows all my passwords and my social. If you love the show, make sure to follow LOL with Kim Gravel in your favorite podcast app. New episodes come out every Thursday. LOL with Kim Gravel is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Theme music by Taco Pella.
Head to lolkim.com for more information and to join our mailing list. Thanks for listening.